It's 12:04. I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. Vermont has seen two new cases of COVID-19 today, this according to the Department of Health. One person currently hospitalized, while 15 remain hospitalized under investigation. 999 people have recovered from COVID-19, and to date, almost 70,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. And the New England Aquarium released 7 sea turtles back in Cape Cod waters this week. Last winter, the 5 endangered Kemp's Ridley and 2 loggerhead sea turtles were found near death on local beaches. The New England News Collaborative's Eve Zukoff has the details on their rescue and recovery.
Boron, nickel, titanium, and the rest of the sea turtles named for the elements were finally healthy enough to be released back into the wild this morning. Though their path to this moment was far from certain. They came to the aquarium starving and cold stunned from weeks of hypothermia. Yet they slapped their way into the surf this morning, pushing past thick seaweed as they went.
No, this batch never looked back at us.
Dan Kennedy, the aquarium biologist who oversaw their care.
You know, one of them didn't want to go, but sometimes they'll pop up and you can kind of watch them as they head out, but they all just kind of put their heads down and took off, so it was pretty cool.
Their journey today began on West Dennis Beach, and the aquarium will use satellite trackers to follow them wherever they go. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zukoff.
The city manager of St. Albans says potential furloughs at the city's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Center could have a significant impact on the local economy. Over 1,000 Vermont employees of USCIS received furlough notices recently, according to U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy. The temporary dismissals could begin in early August, and Leahy's calling for the Senate to shore up the agency's budget in a new COVID-19 relief bill. Earlier this week, Senator Leahy said the Vermont furloughs would be part of more than 13,000 nationwide caused by a $1.2 billion budget shortfall as the immigration agency sees declining revenue during the pandemic. The Eye on the Sky today sees mostly sunny skies, could be a shower or thunderstorm, high 70s to near 80. You're up to date with the latest news and weather from VPR. I'm Mary Angish.